Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, April 3rd, 2023, through Friday, April 7th, 2023. Monday, April 3rd, 2023. Former bookkeeper sentenced to over 2 years in federal prison for stealing nearly $1 million from Anderson Community School Corporation. Carla Burke was sentenced to 28 months in federal prison after pleading guilty to wire fraud and falsifying tax documents. According to court documents, Carla Burke served as the Anderson Community School Corporation, ACSC, Food Service Department's bookkeeper since 2007. As part of her employment duties, Burke maintained the financial records, bank account, and vendor invoices for the Food Services Department and generated checks in the name of the department for payments to vendors. From January 1, 2014 to June 30, 2019, Burke issued checks in the name of ACSC Food Service to herself as the payee and then cashed the checks at her personal bank. Burke falsified records by recording that the payee was a vendor rather than herself. Burke then cashed the checks and used the money for her own personal expenditures, including gambling. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, April 4th, 2023. Former advanced practice nurse admits role in healthcare fraud conspiracy. Ashley Lyons Valenti, a New Jersey advanced practice nurse, pleaded guilty to an information charging her with one count of conspiring to commit healthcare fraud. Lyons Valenti admitted defrauding New Jersey State and local health benefits programs and other insurers by submitting fraudulent claims for medically unnecessary prescriptions. As a result of the scheme, health insurance paid over $1.2 million for medically unnecessary medications, and Lyons Valenti received over $90,000 in kickbacks for signing the prescriptions. Lyons Valenti faces a maximum of 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Sentencing is scheduled for July 11, 2023. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, April 5, 2023. Erickson to plead guilty and pay over $206 million following breach of 2019 FCPA Deferred Prosecution Agreement. Erickson, a multinational telecommunication company headquartered in Stockholm, Sweden, has agreed to pay a criminal penalty of more than $206 million after breaching a 2019 deferred prosecution agreement. Erickson breached the DPA by violating the agreement's cooperation and disclosure provisions. Based on the same underlying criminal conduct that gave rise to the DPA, Erickson will plead guilty to engaging in a long-running scheme to violate the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, FCPA, by paying bribes, falsifying books and records, and failing to implement reasonable internal auditing controls in multiple countries around the world. According to the court documents, between 2000 and continuing until 2016, Erickson used third-party agents and consultants to make bribe payments to government officials and to manage off-the-books slush funds in Djibouti, China, Vietnam, Indonesia, and Kuwait. These agents were often engaged through sham contracts and paid pursuant to false invoices, and the payments to them were improperly accounted for in Erickson's books and records. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, April 6, 2023. Atlanta man sentenced to federal prison in connection with multi-million dollar international cyber and fraud scheme. Christian Axe Hatsby has been sentenced for wire and computer fraud conspiracy, access device fraud, and aggravated identity theft related to a multi-million dollar cyber fraud scheme perpetrated through email phishing, credential harvesting, and invoice fraud. According to U.S. Attorney Ryan Buchanan, the far-reaching scope of the defendant's criminal conduct is astonishing. Hiding behind several aliases, Christian Akhatsby and his co-conspirators stole employer credentials, unlawfully accessed computers, and attempted to scam companies out of more than $12 million. Akhatsby also engaged in hundreds of thousands of dollars of COVID-19-related loan fraud. According to U.S. Attorney Buchanan, court documents, and evidence presented in court, between approximately August 2019 and through November 2020, Christian Akhatsby, together with his brother, Emmanuel I. Akhatsby, and others, engaged in spear phishing, credential harvesting, and business email compromise schemes, which involve sending phishing emails to employees of companies in the United States and the United Kingdom. Source: U.S. Attorney's Office, Northern District of Georgia, 2023. Friday, April 7, 2023. Internet Crime Complaint Center releases 2022 statistics. The Federal Bureau of Investigation recently released the 2022 Internet Crime Report produced by the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, IC3. The numbers confirm that cyber actors continue to plague Americans by targeting U.S. networks, attacking critical infrastructure, holding our money and data for ransom, facilitating large-scale fraud schemes, and threatening our national security. IC3 received a total of 800,944 reported complaints, with losses exceeding $10.3 billion. While the total number of complaints decreased by 5%, dollar losses increased significantly by 49%. Phishing schemes were the number one crime type, with 300,497 complaints, and for the first time, investment schemes reported the highest financial losses to victims. Among the complaints received in 2022, phishing, personal data breaches, and non-payment, non-delivery are the top incidents reported. And while phishing ranked number one, the associated dollar loss of $52 million is small in comparison to investment fraud, which resulted in a $3.3 billion loss. Source: Federal Bureau of Investigation, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.